This parak is devoted to one of the yisaidis of Chassidus and Avodas Hashem al derech ha'Baal Shem Tov, which is the significance of the chabur of the chevraya, which was seen. But the Baal Shem Tov is not an additional luxury in Avodas Hashem, but as a basic yisaid. Nikras of the Mashiach, where the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was machzir the atar of the Yoshna, of how it originally was in Chevraya by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when we see in the Zohar HaKadosh how Rabbi Shimon gathered around him Talmidim and Chavayim who shared a common goal and a common outlook, not just in of life, but Pnimiyas HaTorah, and also the Gurei HaArizal with the Talmidim of the Ari HaKadosh. And the Rebbe began by emphasizing how Chassidus, the derech avoid of Chassidus, can only be nikna, can only be acquired, truly be acquired in this way of the chevraya. And his goal was to develop Chassidim who would understand what Chassidus really was, and not to think that it meant just the chitzonius of Chassidus or a nice warm avoda, but the pnimius of Chassidus. So on page Kuf Mem Dalet, Oid Zois Vehu Ha'ikah. Oid Zois Vehu Ha'ikah. Shekasha Yeshnam Chassidim Hamasigim Va'ovdim as Avodas HaChassidus. The Iker is, he says, when there are Chassidim who are Masig, who understand and are Ovdim as Avodas HaChassidus. Zois Amer Shachassidus Oira Kedushasa V'Avodasa. The Chassidus, its light and its kedusha and the avoda al derech hachassidus nimshcha v'nishtalshla la'olam hazeh b'mekom yishayinim. When there will be true ovdim in chassidus, then he says the ur and the kedusha and the avoda of chassidus is drawn down into this world in different places b'mekom yishayinim. Az gam habalabatim v'hapshutim anlisim al rabam yoinkim. See, the Rebbe is explaining that although his goal is to develop an inner core of Ovdei Hashem al derech Chassidus, obviously he understood that is not something that necessarily or that in any way could apply to the multitudes of simple people, of hard-working Jews, who his Olam was. And the typical Jew in Poland at that time, and the typical Jew now as well, that in order to reach the Hamayin Am, the Rebbe believed that it was absolutely essential to develop a very, very powerful chavraya, that inner core of the Chassidim who have Ovdei Hashem al derech Chassidus and Pnimius and so on, and that they should be in different communities, in different places. And then he said, "Oz gam habalabatim v'apshutim anaisim arabim." Then even the balabatim and the simple Jews, anaisim arabim, who would travel to go and to be with their rebbes, with the tzaddikim, yonkim, they too draw from the light and from the kedushin, from the avodah chassidus. obviously not everybody can do that, and that wasn't for everybody. And yet, it's of course, it's important that all of the Hamaynam and the Balabatim, the Pshutim, and so on, that everybody continues to go to the Tzaddik, with the understanding that they really can't. Most of those people really cannot understand the Limudim, the teachings, are not capable of forming that kind of a relationship with the Tzaddik, A, and B, they don't have the time or the background in learning to become such big maskilim, to understand in Chassidus and so on. But by there being the Chavraya around the Rebbe, and by developing that strong base of Avodas Hashem, so in a way that's not necessarily explainable, b'derech hateva, the Or and the Kedusha and the Avoda of Chassidus, the Rebbe says, is nimshecha v'nishtalshta l'olam hazeh. It manifests, it descends more and more into the world. And even the Balabatim and the Pshutim, the simple Jews, Hanoisim al Rabbam, are able to be yoinek, they're able to draw from that, to be affected by that. U'b'shem chassidim nekroim. And they too can be called chassidim. They too are uplifted and affected by the chassidus. Again, they're yoinek from the chassidus on a different level, but they're still b'shem chassidim nekroim. I mean, he's not talking about just to chab some shirayim, right, to give some shirayim and to go to a tish. Is they could be uplifted in the Avodas Hashem and of the Mokam and Machaveiro. It's a famous saying of Rabbi Sol Salanter. As Rabbi Sol said, that both the Misnagdim and the Chassidim are wrong. They're both wrong, Rabbi Sol Salanter said. The Misnagdim are wrong when they say that they don't need a Rebbe. And the Chassidim are wrong when they say that they have a Rebbe. So what do you mean by that? Doesn't sound so nice. It was a critique of both the Misnagdim and the Chassidim. What Rabbi Sol was saying is, the Misnagdim think that they can just hear some shiurim and have chavrusas and go on in that way in Avodas Hashem without a tzaddik to rally around, and that's a mistake. The Misnagdim, he says, those are obviously his people. The Misnagdim are making a mistake to think that they don't need a Rebbe. The Chassidim are making a mistake to think that they had that because they think they have a Rebbe. What he was saying there was not Chas Hashem that those are not Rebbes. He wasn't saying that the Tzaddikim are not Rebbes. What he was saying was that those people who think that having a Rebbe means going to a tish and grabbing some fish, and that's what it means to have a Rebbe, he says that's also a terrible mistake. That's also a terrible mistake. But to be like the Chiddush Harim going to the Kotzker, that certainly is not, that's not what Yisrael had in mind. That's not what he was criticizing. So when there is a tzaddik and there is a chavraya kedisha, so that has an effect upon the Hamayna Am as well. That the average Jew and the hardworking simple Jew is able to receive from the Or and the Kedusha of the Chassidus that descends into the world. That doesn't mean that he's going to be able to understand some. I always try to imagine what it was like, especially by the Tzaddikim of Chabad, where the Tzaddikim of Chabad would say Ma'amorim for sometimes 7-8 hours. And there were Jews there that were wagon drivers and simple people that that barely know how to read Chumash Rashi, if that at all, that they couldn't learn. There are people of all different, there are all different levels of people, but the Hamayin Am in those days, in many ways, was less educated than the Hamayin Am nowadays. The difference was that they admitted it then and they knew it, but in many they knew very little. Most of them had the luxury of going to any yeshiva from the time that they were children. They were working. They went to cheder and they went to work, and they used to learn a little bit Mishnayis or Inyakov, whatever, and say to them the Hamayin Am. What were they doing? You know, what were thousands of people doing when the, you know, Rebbe Rashab was saying from Lubavitch was saying a Maimer, or even when the Rebbe Lubavitch Rebbe Suchsagin was alive, and you go to Fabrengen, and he would say, when he said the Maimer Chassidus, there were those who are Maskilim and Chassidus and understand Chassidus, and they were listening to what the Rebbe was saying, but the Hamayin Am were tuned into the rest of the Fabrengen, and they were interested to hear what the Rebbe was saying about, you know, other things that were happening in Avodah and Pashtus and so on. They're in, you know, about the Matzah and it's just so different things. But the Maimer, was something which is on a very, very, very high level. See this in Kabbalah and so on. And yet, the Hamayin Am wanted to be near the tzaddik and to be affected by the hashra'a, that descended upon the entire chevraya, and by one being attached to the other and by being present. And as I said last time, we were talking about and following the instructions of the tzaddik, even though of course they're not able to understand people they understand these mamarim that the people are learning for years and years and years. Open up, don't know what they're talking about. And even people that are learning Chassidus to be able to understand the oimek of what the tzaddik is saying, it's obviously very, very difficult. Nevertheless, their whole avodah and the whole tzur of their lives was changed. And there are many, many stories like this. And he explains the Rebbe that so these people are also called Chassidim. Like people would make fun and say, these are Hasidim, what are they Hasidim? This can be compared in some way to the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. V'harei zeh k'ein Kedusha HaMikdash. Shagam ish ha-hedyait, ish sada, asher b'k'tzei Eretz Yisrael, b'ita v'chemeishai, Yonak mena kedusha sher shom v'amikdash nisgala. That even some yid, when the Beis Hamikdash was there, even some yid that lived b'k'tzei Eretz Yisrael, that was working on some farm someplace, all the way, you know, someplace in the Galil, or someplace in the Negev, and he's working on his farm. He was also Yoinik Mina Kedusha Ashesham Bamikdash Nizgala. Really, was in the whole world. But the closer you were, the more you were Yoinik, and the more you were affected by the Ur and the Kedusha and the Avodah that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Loi Keinhu Kasha Ein Chasidim Asher Be'emes Yasigu V'Yavdu Ba. But the Rebbe is warning that this can't be. See, the Beis HaMikdash in of itself, of course, is the place of Kedusha in the world. And still, it's absolutely necessary that there be Kaihanim, you know, Bavadosam, Levim, Duchanim, Yisrael, Mamodam. And when Klai Yisrael, when through that Isirus de Lestata, through that awakening from below, and they avoided the Kahanim and Levim, in the Beis HaMikdash and the Ali Laregel and so on, through all of the Avodah of Klai Yisrael, so then the Kedusha of the Mikdash is revealed, and the Kedusha of the Mikdash is drawn down into the world. It's not stam automatic, it's drawn down to the world and it's revealed. Then even the farmer someplace is affected by that, is changed by that. So too, he says, "Kasha'en chasidim ha'shebemes yesigu v'yavdu ba." This is a very big problem that is affecting chasidus nowadays as well. This is a very big problem. "Kasha'en chasidim ha'shebemes yesigu v'yavdu ba." If there's a tzaddik, but the chasidus has become a chasidus of thousands of people who are looking just for the shirayim or the piece of fish, or for the for the niggin, or for some advice on whether to buy it, to sell, or whether the this cow is better to for milk, or this chicken is a good chicken, and so on. But not that the chasidus is based upon a strong, powerful inner core of Ovdim who are receiving from the tzaddik, from the pnimius of the tzaddik. But instead it becomes more of a social, cultural, it's defined more as a social, cultural movement. A very nice men's club of some type. So without that, he says, "Lo kein hu kasha ein chasidim shebemes yasigu v'yavdu ba." If the neshama of the chasidus is missing, and it's just the guf of chasidus, even though that itself also, as we know, kept many, many, many Jews away from the haskalah and saved, which is, not only did the chasidim say this, but the misnagdim acknowledged it as well, that by so many thousands and hundreds of thousands of Jews having a place to go and having a tzaddik to be with and so on, that this really saved Yiddishkeit. But as far as developing into an avodas Hashem, which is what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh wanted, of course he wanted there should be a warm, safe haven for Yidden. But the Baal Shem Tov's revolution was to be able to give even a simple Jew a tam of aliyah ruchnis, of an aliyah, of a life that's filled with kedusha and tahara, that even a simple Jew can live a life of kedusha and tahara. But there was never any thought, God forbid, that a person should to define a chassid would be just somebody that dresses a certain way and shows up at certain, tishn or fabrengens. But in every other respect, he's not an ayved Hashem. He's not an ayved Hashem. There's nothing different about his avodas Hashem. And his davening is the same. Kulon habnei Torah v'abilti b'nei Torah bal yedu mimenu u'bal yavduha. It can't be that there should be no avoida in chasidus where the b'nei Torah or the ones who are not b'nei Torah don't really know what chasidus is, and there's no avoida al derech ha-chasidus. Ech ze kulon b'shem chasidim yikar. So what is it that gives everybody the privilege of being called chassidim? What makes somebody into a chassid? This has nothing to do, we know what the Rebbe is talking about, it has nothing to do with politics or movements or pictures, in Hamodia or in Kol HaOlam Kulo or whatever other latest, magazine or thing. There's nothing to do with it. What makes a person to a chassid? Because somebody goes to a rabbi, that makes him into a chassid. Because he officially goes to that rabbi, therefore that makes him to a chassid. Ha'im bi'ameinu nischalfa chassidus. is this what's happening in our days? Nischalfa Chassidus, and what the Rebbe was saying then rings even truer now. This is what the Baal Shem Tov was talking about. This is something's been exchanged, something substituting for real Chassidus. Hem Yemeinu Nischalfa Chassidus. You know, sometimes you see the pictures in the newspapers and you see like all very fine Jews. You see like it says that there's some Rebbe from a town. It looks like he's 85 years old, the Rebbe. And there's a name of Chassidus from 150, 200 years ago. This is happening now like once a month. I see it like a picture in the newspaper. I'm just giving an example. There's no Rebbe like this. I'm just saying there is no Rebbe like this. Let's say there's lots of a Rebbe, right? So Zlotcha, there was Rav Nachman Zlotcha. I haven't heard of the Zlotcha Rebbe, there hasn't been a Zlotcha Rebbe in 180 years. But then you open up like Amadiyah, and they'll say about a Chasna, and they'll show some 85-year-old Jew with a very wide gartel, with a beautiful smile, and say, the Zlotcha Rebbe is at the Chasna of his great-granddaughter. And I'll say, yeah, I've been following Chassidus since I'm like 12. I'm a very close observer of like the whole scene. Where has he been? I would have gone like that. I would like to have seen him, or learn from him. The Teretz is, whoever that Yid is, he's a very fine Jew, and he's an Einikul from Rav Nachman Zlotcha, and so probably some of you. And he sometimes it's somebody that has a shtiebel someplace, maybe, with a Levin Balabatim someplace, maybe. Oftentimes it's not even a shtiebel, there's no yeshiva. He's a miyuchas. I'm sure he's a tired Jew, and he's probably a big tzaddik. But there's no chassidus. There's no avaida. It's not a pnimius. And if he has a shtiebel, he stands in the corner and he does all the right menhagim, and he moves his hand, you know, the right way, and he means it. And the people that come and they go, you know, and but it's not any hashpa of chassidus, avaida in chassidus. It's to open up the Neimar Marach on a Friday night, if some of the people do it at night, or the Kedushas Levi, you know, but a Seder and a Pnimius and a Avoider, which to a large extent has disappeared. I'm saying with the exception of Chabad and Breslov, that there are pockets among all the Hasidim everywhere. There are groups who try to get together and to learn and to grow and so on. But to a large extent, the whole musag of there being a life, al derech haChasidus, and hafotzes haChasidus, and bringing the light of Chasidus and the avoid of Chasidus, with the exception of Chabad and Breslov, fits what the Rebbe is describing.
Is it a coincidence that those are dafka the two?
That's not a coincidence at all. Well, Lubavitch always had a Rebbe, just the matzah of now. So the Chabad was very, very powerful, obviously, when the Rebbe was alive. So that's an unfortunate situation. But the rest of it, that's the Nekuda Pnimis, that's something else. But the Inyan of Chabad and Breslov, which is Chachma and Bina, those two, Darche HaAvoda and the Darche Baal Shem Tov, which they themselves were so, in many ways, very, very close in the Sherish and the Unika. Why that happened over time, that's a remarkable Inyan. But I call upon him, there is in B'nai Brak, there are Talmidim of big Bali Avaidu who have rallied around a very choshev Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak, and they have a Maisad where they're learning the Pizetznes, and they're trying to revive the whole Inyan of Bnei Machshava Tov and Tzav Zivas. I mean, there are packets, there are places, and there are people who are trying to, in HSL, Sirnayas, all those Nairi Bichamai, Morgenstern, that the people that are trying to bring back the Derech Avoda as opposed to being, you know, just loosening a gaitle and, you know, a toothpick and a hakogel and a little bit of it, you know. You'll excuse me, but that's the people, you know, or going to a tish and, you know, being here for sleep and leaning on the guy next to you and going, na, 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 you know, singing, but not really with a vaide and derech and learning and so on. So there are pockets and places where there's an effort to do that. And in certain places, there's a resistance from the old school and from some of the old rabbis or rabbeloch whose pictures are in the newspaper, because that, you know, if that catches on, there's an end to the it could disrupt the some of the little malchias, you know, that have developed over the years. This is not a new problem. It's not a new problem. And Rabbi Sol Salanter said that the Mesnagdim are making mistakes, that they don't need a rabbi, and the Chassidim are making mistakes, they think they have a rabbi. That's what the rabbi's talking about. That's not what it means, just to go to a rabbi. And that's what he's saying. I'm your main in this half Chassidus. But you see, the PSF's not understood. He understood that that didn't mean that he's going to be able to teach his Torahs to the multitudes. So he tried to develop the B'nai Machshava Torah. Those who learn the B'nai Machshava Torah recall and know that the Rebbe tried to develop a very elite group of strong Ovdei Hashem who were committed to the program, the intense program of Avodah that he laid out for them. But he believed that through that Chevraya, the Hamayin Am, the multitudes will be uplifted and they'll be affected by that. And the dream was, of course, the Germans put an end to all of that, but the dream was that from the Chevraya there would be individuals that would be able to go out to different places, like what happened with the Mizrach Market, to go to different towns and villages and to gather around them groups. And in this way the light of Chassidus would shine and would affect so many people who would all be able to go to their Rabbi and go to the Tzaddik and so on. A different Yontif or Shoshanim Kippur, and to be Yoinek and to draw from the Tzadi. But without the Derech and Havayde, he says, I'm Yamein and Schalf, Chassidus Chadosh and Esgala. That is what, there's a new Chassidus that's revealed. Ulam Kaim Shayit Srichim, Milafonim Lahasiga, Vlava de Savadosa. And where it was that in the beginning when it started, in order to be a chassid, a person, it was understood that a person has to be oved a certain avoda. And ata kulam enim tzurichim loy lahasiga of loy lahavadis avodos chassashol. You think now it doesn't mean anything to be a chassid, and it's not, and enim tzurichim loy lahasiga, one doesn't need to understand the avoda. It's just a question of keeping certain menhagim and going to the rabbi. And they still want to be called chassidim. Had draws some leitasa, and don't you realize the effect that the wonderful effect that having a strong chevraya, a strong group of oivdim together with the rabbi, how much that can be affected, and how the whole chassidus can be uplifted, and how much is missing in the absence of that kind of avoda. The lack of. Everybody is uplifted. The Gemara says, I learned a lot of Torah from my rebellion and from my colleagues. I learned even more. And from my Talmidim even more. From my students even more. The effect that could have on the tzaddikim, on the rebbes, when the Rebbes themselves have those who are Ovdim, those who are Ovdim. There's a Maaseh they said that I've said a few times over the years. There's a Maaseh with the Ramatul Chernobyl. There was a village not far from Chernobyl where there were some Yidden over there that were mevakshim. They were looking to grow in their avodas Hashem. And once it happened on a Matzah Shabbos that these Yidden were talking to each other that they didn't know how it was possible for them to continue without a Rebbe, and even though there was pressure on them not to go to any tzaddikim, they came from background, not to go to Rebbes and things like that. But they were talking amongst each other at the Malava Malka and Matzah Shabbos in their village. They were talking about Avodas Hashem and how that even though it would upset the people in the town and maybe the families, but they felt that they had to go seek Hashem by going to one of the big tzaddikim of the generation. And even though it was a very radical thing to do, they got on the wagon, and it was like 2 in the morning on a Moshe Shabbos, and they schlepped, and they went to Chernobyl. And when they got to Chernobyl, it was already like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was. And the whole town, everything was quiet, and all the houses were dark. And it was only, they didn't know where Motel Chernobyl lived. There was nobody to ask. But there was one window that was with a candle that was shining, and they thought they would take a chance. And they came there at that time, they came, and they knocked on the door. And Motel Chernobyl came to the door. And he opened the door, he saw these Jews standing there, and he said, "You don't know, you were just mechayim, you gave me back my neshama. Because I was thinking now, I was sitting here by myself, and I was thinking that I'm nobody and I can't be anything unless I have this Torah that's burning inside of me to share with some elechayim. And I needed to speak to somebody, to share this Torah with some Jews. And I can't be anything without people like yourselves." And the tzaddikim say that's how they were chassidim in the early years, when the chassidim were desperate to learn from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was desperate to grow through the chassidim, to give and to be able to be makabel from that relationship of Jews who are drinking the milk and are sucking the milk out from the tzaddik that generates more milk, and that brings mitalmida yosim akulam, what the model was talking about. And that's what the Rebbe is saying. Kol kach metiv ma talmidim l'rabban. That the talmidim are what they're doing for the Rebbe is. Just like they can't be without the Rebbe can't be without them, and therefore what the piece that's not what the Rebbe's talking about is. A situation that could stagnate on both sides. Rebbes that don't have Ovdim, a chevraya to talk to, and a chevraya that doesn't have a Rebbe to be makabel from, because one works off the other. And then it can deteriorate into which it often did. Deteriorate into situations where this kind of Rebbe and this kind of Chassidim. I mean, the Rebbe's a fine Jew and the Chassidim are fine Jews, but it's not a Chassidus, that's what the Rebbe's saying. It's not a chassidus. Okay, it's from this parish from now. It's about the Maaseh, the Maaseh Ha'egel. So Hashem Yisrael tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Reid, go down from the mountain. Amar B'laza, Amar Lekadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Moshe Reid Migdolascha. Reid Migdolascha means go down from your position of greatness from the top of the mountain. Reid Migdolascha. Klum Nesatel Chagdula B'Shi Yisrael. Do I need to have Rebbes without Chassidim? That's what Hashem is saying. Well, you're going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, who's going to be the Rebbe. There's no Chassidus. Klum, right? Klum, that's his Nasat Chagdul El Bashir. So the only reason that there's an Indian to have a Maridarech and a Mashpia and a Moshe Rabbeinu is because of those who want to be Yoinik from the Tzadik. And when there's no Klai, so there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. When there's no Chassidim, there's no Rabbi. There's no Talmidim, there's no Rosh Hashiva. I mean, that's. But there are many people who are trying to work against that, obviously. We know that. But that the Pnimius, it doesn't work. Re'eina Gam Re'e. As Goydel Nechitza Sechavrai Lavoida Bechlal Achsidus Befrat. He says, look and see the importance of having this strong Chavrai in Avodas Hashem. Bechlal, in general, by every Jew. Every Jew needs that. That's part of this, that. There are thousands of chazals on this Indian. This is not something that the Baal Shem Tov thought of. But the Chassidus Befat, obviously, this is something which is very, very much emphasized, much more emphasized than Chassidus. Ki'isa b'seif ha'kodesh mor v'shemesh parashis k'seitse. It says in the mor v'shemesh k'seitse, on page Kuf Mem Hei. V'zel l'shayne ha'kodesh. The Mor v'shemesh writes, already in his time, so the Mor v'shemesh was one of the greatest Talmidim of the Nar Meli Melech. And he was his ancestor, I mean, the possessing his name, Kolonimus Kalmish. That was the name of the Mor v'shemesh. V'zel l'shayne ha'kodesh. So the Mor v'shemesh writes the following. V'hine ra'inu b'daris shalifaneinu. The Mor v'shemesh says we saw that in earlier generations before us, terem nispashet ba'olam noiga or derech Baal Shem Tov, before the light of the Baal Shem Tov began to spread in the world. Kol ish asher noga yiras Hashem b'levavai. Any Jew who felt within him the stirrings of Yiras Hashem. Hayun nizgaram cheide becherde lesboided b'li cheves adam. They would go off, if there was a person who wanted to be an oive, who felt this inyan to be an oive. So before the light of the Baal Shem Tov spread, such individuals would go and lock themselves up in rooms. Lock themselves up by themselves, to be by themselves. Blicher v'sadam, to go off somewhere. Blicher v'sadam, to be away from everybody. To isolate themselves from everyone. U'mehem asher anu tanesim, and there are many of them that would fast a lot. V'asu sigufim, and other ways of depriving them themselves and torturing themselves. So Mor v'shemesh says, Omnam, Hagam Shirachmana Liba Boi. Even though it's true, of course, Rachmana Liba Boi, that these were very great people because, after all, Hashem wants our hearts, Rachmana Liba Boi, and these people had very good intentions. L'chol ma'ese she'yia kavanas ha'yseo bilti l'Hashem l'vadu hu toiv l'fnei elokim. And anything that a Jew does for the sake of Hashem is good in God's eyes. So certainly they meant well, and it was these were very special and good people. V'ulam lo yizu haderech ha'ikari b'avodas Hashem yitbarach. The Mor v'shemesh says that this is not the derech ha'ikari. Maybe there are some people that for them, but this is that's a way to do. But this is not derech ha'ikari b'avodas Hashem yitbarach. This is not the way of avodas Hashem. Rak ha'ikir v'ha'yosei shakol toli boi v'toichen d'archei ha'tshuva n'choyne himotzi t'motza yidei ahavis chaveir v'dibuk chaveir v'skarvis l'tzadik yadar. And even if it was once that there was shaykh such an avoda of of isolation and going off to be somewhere by yourself and separating yourself from other Jews, and that individual person becoming some kind of a tzaddik, locked up somewhere in the world. So Mor Hashem says, but the ikur avodas Hashem is davka, he says, and the way of tshuva is davka himotze the ahavas chaveyim, the love of chaveyim, the dibuk chaveyim, and deep attachment, dibuk chaveyim, attachment between chaveyim. This karvus l'tzadiki hador, not being by yourself, but having his karvus going to the tzadiki hador, to tzadikim. V'hagam ki yidme benafshay, asher ba'eis is ba'didusay, ya'ayre levava ya'isa losho b'tshuva l'davik b'Hashem. So you might think, but one second, when I'm by myself, and I'm not with a whole chevra, and I just go and I lock myself up somewhere, and I'm misbaided, that what, that my heart becomes more inflamed, and I feel closer to Hashem, and I feel more of an ability to do tshuva when I'm by myself. More so than when you're together with the chaverim and makshivim, others who are part of that of a chevra, you feel there, you feel less. That was when you misbeided and you separate yourself and you become that, you know, you become an ayved Hashem by yourself, so you feel more of his ayves. Ki ayidei chevras ben eldim yiparim edvekuso. Adarabin. Same thing when it comes to davening with tzibur. Person feels that he's able to daven much better by himself, and that when he comes together with other people, yiparim edvekuso fakir. It takes him away from his dveikus to Hashem. So the Mor Hashem says, Im kol ze, nevertheless, Yoyser roi v'nochen lahachzik v'mo'oyiz ahavis chaver. The true way and the proper way, even though you might not feel as much as perhaps you would feel if you went off to a cave someplace, but Yoyser roi v'nochen lahachzik v'mo'oyiz ahavis chaver. To live in this way, the strength and the fortress of Ahavas Chaverim. Ki ayidei zeh yochal lahamshich he'ora la'erech yomim. Through Ahavas Chaverim and Dibuk Chaverim, you're able to draw illumination that will last for your entire life. Many of these individuals who would be misboided, who would separate themselves and go with fasting and all kinds of things and be by themselves, it would be like a powerful, powerful flame, but it would flicker out very quickly. Either the avoda wouldn't last, couldn't be sustained in such a way, or they would become emotionally ill, physically ill. Through this way of ahavas chaverim and dibuk chaverim, yochel lahamshich ha'ora la'erech yom. And even though you might not feel that same hisiris that you would have at that moment if you'd be someplace in that cave, but the ha'ora that's nimshach, that's drawn from shamayim, just like Hashem didn't want it to be any more bamas, he didn't want it to be any more individual altars. It used to be that everybody had, you know, people had in their backyard, they had the community bama. Like you lived in a town in Eretz Yisrael, and you go down the block, and there was an altar and a mizbeach, and you could. But from the time that the Beis Hamikdash was built, so all the bamas became forbidden. Even though a person could say, "Well, I'm going to go to Beis Hamikdash. It's first of all until I get there, and there's a big tumult, there's a big olam, and it's everybody's what's going on. It's a very busy place. And I did much better when I had my little bamala, you know, in my backyard." Had a private thing, and it was so. It's the aura of the Beis Hamikdash when it's in the world, and Jews are gathering together in the Beis Hamikdash. It draws into the world her aura that might not feel at that moment as powerful, but as far as the overall long-term effect that it has, it's much greater.
In Dove and Diva, we're allowed, but in most places, the usual is not as great.
I don't want to go into that discussion. That's not for now. It's an important discussion, but it's not really for now. Ubehis by the dusai ena poyo kiim l'shaito. He says that avoda. Of course, there needs to be some hisbardus, and that became a big thing. That's a big thing. See, it's also hisbardus. Everybody agrees with that. But a life of isolation, a life of hisbardus. He says, in a pile kim l'shaito, it could work for some time. The more of Hashem says l'shaito, and you could have a big aliyah that day, or whatever it is that, or a tekufa for some time. Ad kam l'shana hakodesh. That's what the more of Hashem says. Kam l'ha'ovdim. The Rebbe continues and explains that even those Oivdim of the earlier years who would fast and would be Mizboide would be by themselves B'dveikas. These were great people. It's not Stam. And still the Mor Hashem says that it would have been better if that avoida would have been with Chavai, it would have been with other Jews. Would have been with the Dibu Chavayr. V'yitishar lo'y l'arach yom. And then the avoida would have remained l'arach yom, which what the Mor Hashem is saying is that usually it didn't last long when it was done in that way, with the fasting and the hisbaidus. And being cut off from everybody and not avoided together with Kabbalahs among and Chevra and Limudim and davening and Simcha and Fabrenging and together and so on. Mikol Shekhan, the Rebbe says, Ata b'dayreinu. And Mikol Shekhan, how much more so? Ata b'dayreinu, now in our generation. She'ein is about this. V'lo taneisim sigufim. That you don't have really people like this that are doing these things anymore. Again, he's not talking about his about this to go for, like what the Rebbe Nachman is talking about, of course. But he's saying, but there's no lifestyle like that of a person that of going off someplace and being by yourself. Shein is about this. Lo tanesim segufim. It's no longer a mahalach of tanesim of fasting and segufim and all kinds of ways of denying yourself things of this world. So more so than ever, he says, "Shanechutza a chevray la'avayda bechlal u'lechasidus befrat." There's such a tremendous need for avayda and chevray and bechlal and chasidus befrat, especially when it comes to chasidus. But everything, but especially when it comes to chasidus. That's always thinking by Purim that. One of the inyonim that Amalek tries to accomplish, tries to do, is Zachar, we say in the pasuk, Zachar asher asolacha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you, right? Zachar asher asolacha Amalek. So I think what it means is, remember that one of the main things that Amalek tries to do to you is to make you into a lecha, which means that it should only be you, that you should think that you don't need other people to become great. Zachet asher asal lecha Amalek. Remember that Amalek wants to make you into a person who thinks that you're by yourself on many levels, in avodas Hashem, or to make you feel, have a feeling of being loneliness being lonely and not being connected and being unloved. Zachas Asher Asol Lecha Amalek. Amalek always tries to tell you, you're not part of any Lachem. You're not part of a Tzibur. You don't have a Chavra. You're not part of... Zachas Asher Asol Lecha Amalek. Amalek tries to isolate a Jew. That's what it means. Kalanech Shalom Acharecha. Those Yidden that were from Sheva Dan that were rejected by the cloud, by Hashem's cloud. And, so Amalek likes to tell people, Zocha, as a Sheva Sol Lecha Amalek, that you're only a Lecha, you're not a Lechem. You're separate. You're not part of anything. So I think that it's interesting that it comes out always. Parshas Tetzava comes out. Almost like Pashto Tetzava comes out Zocher, right? So you know that in Tetzava, so Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not there. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not there. So the Torah, the Valaturim says that that Moshe Rabbeinu says, and we're not talking about the Seder of the Pashto, saying with the Mucham, the order is not the order. The Moshe Rabbeinu says that if you don't, in this Pashto Shabbos, If you don't forgive them, the Machani Namasifah Shekasad, then erase me from the Torah. So the Baal Torah says that a tzaddik says something on some level, it has to be Makuim. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is missing from Tetzav. But I was thinking that is a very big hachana from Mechias Amalek. What Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is that I don't want to be by myself. I'm only with other Jews. That's how you defeat the Amalek. That's what Esther Malka says, Leich Knaises Kol Yehudim Hanim Tzoyim B'Shushan. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't want it to be Bnei Yisrael starring Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't want that. I want to be with other Jews. I don't want to be Moshe Rabbeinu for now. I understand that I have to lead them. I understand that I'm different. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he had to be on mountains for 40 days and 40 nights, and he came back. And Achamol, he's by himself. But when Hashem's Baal told him, Leich Reid Migdolos, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, the way to defeat the Amalek, that voice inside of Jews that's telling them that you're not part of anything, you're just by yourself, and that's the way that you have to live by yourself. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, no, that's right now, Mechias Amalek depends upon my erasing myself from being a separate person and just being among Seich Ami Anoichi Yosheves, just to be with other Jews, to be part of that Chevra, not to be by myself on the mountain, which is Hashem's Ratham Leich Reid Migdolos, so go down from the mountain. It's not the Avodah right now. Obviously the Tzaddik has to be on the mountain in order to be Mashpia, then he comes down to be with other Jews. So Moshe Rabbeinu's name not being in the at that time in the parashas, Moshe Rabbeinu's desire not to be by himself, not to be isolated, because that's the way of Amalek is to take Jews and to make them separated from other Jews, and they should never shaychus to chevra, to tzibur, and so on. And they should feel that they're alone, or that a person could become like a big tzaddik by himself. And Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, and Hashem told him, Leichem Glossing, is that's not the way to. And this is such a strong thing that even the biggest tzaddik in the world doesn't want to be mentioned Purim time. That's Hashem's Baruch, whose name is not mentioned in the Megillah. Ankedekach, that Hashem's Baruch himself is saying that I'm part of the Chevra. I don't want my name to be mentioned. So the Megillah, Hashem's name is not mentioned. It's a Pella. So Hashem's Baruch also is like, we're going to work on this together. So even that is not singled out. It's not singled out. That, like I told you different times, that especially when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Kippur, there were tzaddikim, like Rabbi Chanan Vasseman didn't allow for them to call him up from Aliyah during Rosh Hashanah Kippur. He didn't want to. He was afraid. He just didn't want to be singled out. He just wanted to be, achenical basis. So to be in the, but the Rebbe saying is that nowadays Mikolsh Ken Ata V'Dareino She'ein is about to Shloit Tanesim Sigufim. This is not an avoda. You know the tzaddikim who would go and Golus, like the Rebbe Elimelech and the Rebbe Vezusha. they would go in Golas, you know, because the Shechina's in Golas, and they would go to different places disguised and all kinds of amazing, hidden, great things. The Vilna Gaon went in Golas. The Grovers in Golas, and who knows, all the different things. And yet, when the Gro came back, we were talking about this yesterday, in the Bilvavi, and he talks about this in the second Chelik in Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. If you look there, he explains it on page Kuf Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Zayin. So when the Gro came back from Golas, so Chaim Volozhin asked him. Chaim Volozhin also thought that it would be a good thing. And he asked the Gro about Golas, and the Gro said that I did it, and I regret doing it. I regret doing it. So Chaim Volozhin said, so I'll also do it and regret doing it. That's what Chaim Volozhin said. Which we were learning yesterday is a very, very big inyan. It's a very big inyan. What he answered, that answer is a very big thing. We were talking about the inyan of growing through failures and difficulties and so on. I'll also do it, and I'll also regret it. But I'm going to do it. But we don't know what the Gro meant to say that it's not a way, it's not a mahalach. The mahalach now is with dibuk chaveim and a havas chaveim. And ish is achiv yazor, lachiv yomar chazak, that each one is mechazak another one, and so on. So, We'll continue Bez Hashem next week with the Rebbe's proposal, which will remind us of the Bnei Machshava Tov and what we were learning back then. We'll continue with this discussion next week.